Okay, we're going to start with the Gemara on all the cases that we saw in the Mishnayot before. Just to review the basic machloka between Rabban Gamliel and Chachamim. Rabban Gamliel holds there's get achar get. Sorry, there's no get achar get, no ma'amar achar ma'amar, no bila achar bila, no chalitza achar chalitza. Anytime you do any one of these actions, there's no effects of anything afterwards. Now, with the chalitza and the bi'ila, it's clear, because nothing's going to happen after you did chalitza, because you did chalitza. At that point, you have the isra of lo yavo, and then we lo yivne, and then we discuss that that once you have the isra of lo yivne, the assumption here of the Mishnayot is that we're following Rabbi Akiva, that in kedushin tovsim b'chayav elavim, and therefore there's no effects to any act he does after that, because there's no kedushin tovsim. So that would explain the chalitza and the be'ila, which both Rabban Gamliel and Chachamim agree with. But they have a machloket about whether Rabban Gamliel says, ein get achar get and ein ma'amar achar ma'amar. And Chachamim say, yesh get achar get, yesh ma'amar achar ma'amar. And what we're going to see today is what we discussed yesterday. I mentioned this already, but we'll see it inside now, which is, what does it mean, ein get achar get? And why is it that it doesn't work? So we gave two possibilities, which we're going to see inside now. We're going to have two options. And it's either, what's the issue here, just to review? The get and the ma'amar all have no validity midoraita. Right? There's nothing, get has nothing to do with yibum, and ma'amar has nothing to do with yibum either. You have to do bia. So therefore, what's the mashma'ut of these bichlal with these actions? And if there is mashma'ut, what's the effectiveness of the second one? So that's what we're going to see today. First, we're going to have Rava's opinion. Then we're going to have Abaye's opinion about it. Okay, but before we get there, we're going to basically go through this chart that I did here, which is basically, why do these things work? Why don't they work? We'll see in a minute about a bunch of different things that we discussed in the Mishnah. So, ad kan lo pligi ela beget achar get u'ma'amar achar ma'amar. So, now, the issue, the machloka between Rabban Gamliel and Chachamim is only about a get achar get, ma'amar achar ma'amar. Aval, get achad b'yivama, u'ma'amar achad b'yivama mahane. But if you just give one get, or you just give one ma'amar, okay, a regular case of a get or a ma'amar, we already learned this, it obviously is effective. Okay, so the machloket is only about if you do two in a row. It's not that they had a machloket whether get bichlal is effective in yibum, or whether ma'amar is bichlal effective in yibum, even though you might think they're not effective. But everyone agrees that one would be definitely effective. So now they're going to ask why. My time or Amar Rabbanan get b'yivama mahane. Why is a get relevant, right? Why did the rabbis say that a get works in a yibum case? Again, let me just review. What does it mean it works? It works meaning if you give a get to a woman who you were supposed to do yibum with, you now are not allowed, your usur, the isur of lo yivneh is chal, you're forbidden to her relatives. You've created a relationship with her, which now has negative ramifications. It's not that you're divorced in the sense that you don't need chalitza. You obviously need chalitza, but why do they say that it is effective that it creates some sort of relationship? So what do they say? Mishum demahane ba'alma. Since a get works generally, okay? If you see on the page, I made an analogy. Get is to nisuin as chalitza is to yibu, okay? So now, since de'iamart lo mahane, since a get normally works with a regular woman, now, if we said that a get doesn't work here at all, Amre, people will say like this, get lahotza, the chalitza lahotza. Both of them work to remove, right, to end your relationship. Umide get lo mahane, and if we're going to say now the get doesn't work without chalitza, that, again, what is it? Obviously, get doesn't work without chalitza. But if we're going to say this get has no relevance, meaning there's no isur of lo yivneh after you gave her a get, okay? So chalitza nami lo mahane. Then you're going to say that after chalitza, this without, if you do chalitza without a get, there's also no isur of lo yivneh. Okay, that's the issue here. If we say the get, okay, the isur of lo yivneh is not relevant at all, if we were to say that, okay, then you would say the chalitza alone also doesn't bring upon you the isra of lo yivneh. And until you do a get and a chalitza, I see your face. Because you see, why would you think that you would need a get also in chalitza? Right. It's a little difficult. So they're saying basically that they're concerned that people will say the chalitza lo nami lo mahane va'ata lemibal achar chalitza. They're basically saying, I definitely agree that it's difficult. I mentioned yesterday that we're going to see all these difficult reasons for gzeirot. But there's an assumption that maybe you would have to do chalitza and get in order to effectively disconnect. And by the time you've done chalitza, you've fulfilled your chiyuv of yibum. You know, you've done your yibum part, but that without a get, you haven't totally disconnected from this woman, and therefore you're not chayav on lo yivneh, and therefore people will then go and lemival achar chalitza. They might have sex with her after chalitza, thinking that I'm not totally disconnected with this woman. I agree. It's rachok. Okay? We'll have to leave it at that because I don't have any great explanation as to why they think this rachok, you know, this far-fetched gzerah is the case. I don't have a good answer. Umay taima amar rabbana ma'amar b'yavama mahane. Now, why did they say that ma'amar is effective? So now they're going to say mishum de mahane ba'ama. Here they're going to make a comparison between bia and ma'amar in general when it comes to kiddushin. We've learned that you can be Mekadesh, a woman, by Kesef, Shtar, or Bia. Ma'amar is with Kesef. Okay, so now they're going to say that Ma'amar is generally effective. And Iyamar, right, in a regular marriage, so you can do Bia or you can do Kesef. You can marry a woman in either one of these ways. So now, Iyamar lo mahane, Amre Ma'amar liknot, Ubia liknot. Right, what will you say? If we say this isn't effective, what will you say? You'll say, in general, ma'amar is kone, and in general, bia is kone. Umida ma'amar lo mahane, and in this case of yibum, if ma'amar isn't effective, what are you going to say? You might think that bia nami lo mahanya, ba'at lemival achar bia. You might think also that you need a ma'amar and a bia, and the bia alone is not enough. Okay? This is a little better because it makes a little more sense that you might need two stages, right? In general, we don't have people just marry out of bia. Generally, people marry with kiddushin, even though you could. But anyway, it's still also a little rachok because we've learned already the whole mitzvah of yibum is with bia. So to say that bia wouldn't work is also a little complicated. Okay, and again, we're concerned that what will you do? You'll have sex with one, and then you'll have sex with another one because you'll say, oh, I didn't really fulfill my yibum yet. I haven't done it, so I'll do it with another one. Okay, also somewhat rachok. Umay taima amar rabbana bia psula yesh achareha klum. Okay, now, if you remember this case, what did we say yesterday? If you do get, and then you do bia, and then you do ma'amar, or you do ma'amar, and then you do bia, and then you do get, right? Either of these two cases, you do bia in the middle. What do we call this bia? A bia psula. And because it's a bia psula, right? Why is it a bia psula? Because you weren't allowed to do bia after you gave a get. Or you weren't allowed to do bia after you did ma'amar to a different yivama, right? So, the bia is psula. If the bia is psula, what do we learn then? It's not enough of a full act, and therefore anything that comes after it would be effective. The ma'amar after is effective, the get after is effective. Okay, so now, why is that? Amre. I bia achar haget, he... Okay, so let's take the first case. Get bia ma'amar. If that's the case, okay, now you always have to substitute. We already had the two substitutions. Get is like chalitza, right? So, I bia achar geti, gzeira bia achar get, mishum bia achar chalitza. If you were to do chalitza and then bia, right, what would we say? The bia is clearly not effective. So if we were to say here that the bia after get would be effective, because again, remember, get midoraita is nothing. Right? So really, this bia should be effective midoraita. Came the rabbis and said, this case, the bia is not effective because switch chalitza for get, and then you would end up with chalitza and then bia, and that for sure is not okay because that's the real issur of lo yivneh. V'i bia acha ma'amar hi. Now, what about the second case? So what do we switch for ma'amar? Right? We switch?
Yibum.
Bia. Okay? So now, I bia acha ma'amar, mishum bia acha bia. Okay, and then you might think that if you did bia with one, you'd be allowed to do bia with the other, and that obviously is no good. So again, the concern that maybe you'd think that ma'amar is like bia because in kiddushin they're exactly the same. Okay, so you would come to think that in yibum maybe. The only thing I could say for this whole gzera, and it seems off, and why would it be? I think what they're trying to say really is that when it comes to marriage, everybody knows all the rules, right? Everybody knows get, everybody knows kiddushin and how you can do kiddushin because it happens all the time. Yibum happens very infrequently. And the reason, right, we're all learning Yevamot, so we're all very up on the halacha. But most people don't learn Yevamot, and most people don't come across a case like this, right? I'm sure you guys don't have much experience on hand with Yibam or Chalitza. So it's very rare, and therefore people might get confused about the halachot about it. That's the only thing that comes to mind, that maybe that would be the issue here. Because you think to yourself, why would you confuse Bia Achar Bia? And as everyone knows, you're Mekayim Yibum with Bia, but maybe not everybody knows that. Especially once the Chachamim were Metakin that you had to do Ma'amar and then Bia, because they were Metakin, better off to do Ma'amar before you do it already, then like people don't necessarily know what's Midoraita and what's not, and you could see how people might get confused. Okay. Umay time, Ma'amar Rabban, and last thing we're going to explain now. Why did the rabbi say, Hai chalitza psula ein acharei haklum? That once you do a chalitza, that's the end of it. So again, now, chalitza, right, is like get. Okay, so now they're going to say, Amre my ligzor, what would be the possible reason to make a gzera? In other words, why aren't they gozer here, right? What did they say? Chalitza is the end, you're finished. Nothing matters after that. So why is that? So they're saying there's no reason to be gozer. Why? Nigzor chalitza achar get, mishum chalitza achar chalitza. You might say, right, let's say you do get chalitza ma'amar, right? So what would be the concern? You'd switch your get with chalitza. Well, let's say you do chalitza achar chalitza, kol kihane tichlos v'tizal. Like, who cares if you do another chalitza, right? And we've already learned this. Chalitza, we're actually, I'm going to explain this sentence in two ways. It's actually very interesting. The first way is the way we've explained until now, which is, if you were to do a chalitza after a chalitza, there's no harm done. If you do yibum achar chalitza, you're in big trouble, because then you've had sex with a woman who you're not allowed to. But if you, and it's an Isur Lav. But if you do chalitza to a woman after you are in chayv, so you did a chalitza, it's an unnecessary act. The other opinion is, kol kihane tichlas v'tizal. What's a gzera? A gzera is we're worried that someone's going to do something wrong, right? So one explanation is to say it's not wrong. There's nothing wrong done if you do chalitza. The other explanation is to say, what woman is going to do chalitza twice? Mm-hmm. This situation will never happen. People will never think that you have to do chalitza twice. And I like the explanation, because really chalitza is a very unpleasant ceremony. So who in their right mind would want to do this kind of thing twice? I thought that was a good explanation. So there's two different options that the Mefarshim bring. Okay. Ligzor, so now that's one possible, right? That's why get chalitza ma'amar clearly wouldn't work, because you're not going to confuse get with chalitza and say chalitza achar chalitza. Ma'amar, chalitza get, what about that case? Okay, what if you were to do ma'amar, then chalitza, then get? So again, what would you say? Ligzor chalitza achar ma'amar mishum chalitza achar bia, right? You might think if you did bia and then you do chalitza. So they say, Atu chalitza achar ma'amar, milo baya get la ma'amaro, chalitza achar bia nami, baya get la biato. If you were to do chalitza after ma'amar or chalitza after bia, the halacha is exactly the same. So there's no reason to make a gzera when the halacha is the same. What's the halacha? In both these cases, you need a get. One needs a get for the ma'amar, and one needs a get for the bia. So in either case, and then what's the issue? Let's say you do bia, and then you want to, right, or you do ma'amar, and then you don't want to be with her, so you do chalitza. So if you do chalitza, in both these cases, that's not sufficient. In both cases, you need a get. So therefore, there's no reason for a gzera, because the halacha is the same. The gzera is when the halacha is easier in one case and more difficult in the other case, and you're worried that you might think that it's like the easy case and you might not do the more chamor. Here, the halacha is exactly the same. Both cases need a get, so there's no reason to make any sort of gzera. Okay. Now, we're going to get into what's the reason behind Rabban Gamliel. Okay? Amar Rav. My time under Rabban Gamliel. Okay? Some people say, why don't they ask about Chachamim? Okay? So, first of all, Abaye, we'll see in his answer, he does address Chachamim, but Rava doesn't address Chachamim at all. And they say the Chachamim's reasoning is just very clear. Because what's Chachamim's reasoning? Yesh get achar get, and yesh ma'amar achar ma'amar, but ein bi achar bi, and ein chalitza achar chalitza. Why? Because what do they say? Mita oraita, chalitza and bia are totally effective, and therefore nothing can happen after them. But when it comes to the Durabanans, they're not completely effective. And therefore, if you were to do a get after the other get, it would be effective. In other words, the second one would be effective, because your first one isn't strong enough to remove the kesher. So now they're going to say, my time of Duraban Gamliel. De misapkale get. What? This is what we explained yesterday. Rabban Gamliel says, ain't get achar get, why? Because he says it's like what we call a manasha. Okay? Ain't get achar get. The whole thing about get, we learn get is drabana, right? So is it effective or is it not effective? That's the whole question. So they're going to say like this. If it's effective, right? Let's say get is effective. So the first get is effective, right? Get number one is effective. He gives a get to one wife, right? Let's say we have our two wives, okay? He gives a get to one wife, and then that's effective. Great. If it's effective, right? It's 100% effective. If it's 100% effective, then what happens? The second get is obviously not effective at all because the first get was effective. So that's one option. If the first get wasn't effective, let's say 0%, okay? The first get was meaningless because it's midrabana and midoraita. This has no meaning. So, right, because remember, we're talking about chalitza here we're trying to do, not divorce. So if he gives a get and that's ineffective, well, then obviously the second wife is going to be ineffective also. Okay? Now that you can't say the second one's going to be more effective than the first. So either get is totally effective, in which case the second one will not be effective, or get is not at all effective, in which case the second get will also be not effective. And he's going to say the same thing with Ma'amar. So let's read it inside. We're at the top of Nun Aleph Amud Aleph. My time under Rabban Gamliel, de misap gale get, idache, ilodache. Does it push her off or does it not push her off entirely? Ma'amar, the suffix by Ma'amar is ikane ilokane. Is he kone her? Is he acquiring her by the Ma'amar or is he not? Remember, Ma'amar was done with money. Get idache ilodache. So now we're going to explain exactly what I said. Ikama dache, if the first one he can push off, because in other words, if the first one is doche, the other, right? What does it mean doche? It means if he does a get with one wife, that means that the other wife is completely out of the picture for him. She's pushed off entirely. So if that's effective enough to push her off, obviously nobody thinks it's effective enough that he doesn't have to do chalitza. But the point is, is it effective enough that this woman is now, the Sarah is out of the picture entirely. So if it works to do that, ikamadache batra maika avi, then the second get that he does with this woman who has absolutely nothing to do with him anymore is obviously ineffective. And ikamalodache, and if he doesn't, if it's not effective to push off the first wife, then batra nami lo dache. Then obviously it's not effective enough to push off the second wife. Maybe I actually explained dache in the wrong term. It's really if he is it. Sorry, is get enough to be docha the first wife from him? Meaning that now these are two completely detached people. In which case he just has to do chalitza to finish up. But he's basically done his chalitza chiyuv in a certain way. Okay, and then once he's done that, then he obviously can't have anything to do with her tzarat. Like it's meaningless because then she's usher to him also because he's already done something with the other one. Okay, so ma'amar ikane ilokane. How does it work? Ikamakane, if ma'amar was enough to acquire this woman to be his wife, then batra ma'ikavi, then he's absolutely nothing to do with the second the tzara is usher to him. Ikamalokane, and if ma'amar is not strong enough to buy the first wife, then batra nami lokane. Then obviously it can't be strong enough to buy the second wife. Okay, so the way this is easiest to understand for me is percentages, right? Either it works 0% or it works 100%. And that's how he understands it. Abai is going to come and say, you can't possibly say that Ma'amar and Get either work 100% or work 0%. It's not possible. And he'll explain why, okay? What Abai is going to do is he's going to bring in a braita where Rabban Gamliel says something else about Ma'amar and Get. Okay, remember, right now we have Rabban Gamliel who talks about Ma'amar achar ma'amar and get achar get. Okay, we're only talking about if it was the same act done twice. But Abaye comes and quotes a braita that says this: Umo de Rabban Gamliel sheyesh get achar ma'amar uma'amar achar get. You can have a get after a ma'amar, and you can have a ma'amar after a get. Vi get achar bia uma'amar. What does that mean? That means if you had a ma'amar, this is our case we just saw, you had bia in the middle, and then you had a get, right? So what do you see? That the get here is valid after the ma'amar and the bia. And the last case, uma'amar achar bia v'get. Okay, if you had the opposite order, get, bia, ma'amar. Remember, this is all because the bia in the middle was a bia psula, because there was some psul from the ma'amar and the get from before. It already created some sort of relationship. Therefore, he wasn't allowed to do yibum with her anymore. And therefore, what happens after is valid. Okay? So now, what is Abaye going to say about this? V'im esakale l'Rabban Gamliel, if Rabban Gamliel wasn't sure, now he's going to talk about these two cases. Okay, the last two. The ones where there's ma'amar, bia, then get, or get, bia, ma'amar. Now, if you're going to say that these were either 0% effective or 100% effective, let's try this out. If ma'amar or get were 0% effective, then what would you call that bia? It wouldn't be a bia psula. It would be a perfectly good bia. Okay? And if it works 100%, then nothing. If it works 100%, then nothing after the first act should be relevant. So therefore, it can't be that Rabban Gamliel agrees with what the reasoning of Rabban Gamliel is what Rabba said, that it's either 0 or 100. Okay, now what's interesting here, the Gemara.
So there's some cases where it can actually work after.
After the Bia, and if that's the case, or after the Mamar and the Get. And if that's the case, right, this would play out, either the Bia would stop it, or the Mamar, the first Mamar or Get would stop it, in which case we never get to the third, right? This is a case with three stages. There's a Ma'amar, a Bia, and a Get. So either the Ma'amar would stop it because the Ma'amar would work 100%, or the Bia would stop it because the Ma'amar would be 0, and then the Bia would be 100%. It wouldn't be a Bia Psula. So either which way you look at it, the third one can never be Cha, according to this explanation of Rabban Gamliel. So Abai says you must be wrong. It can't be it's either 0 or 100 because this case would never be the case. The Get, the third stage here, wouldn't ever work.
Well, the first stage, Ma'amar, Bia, and a Get, it's just a regular Yibum, and then he divorces her, which is fine, right?
If you did say that again?
So that's just considered a regular Bia, Yibum. If it's
this would be a regular Yibum. If the Ma'amar doesn't work at all, then the Bia is a perfectly good Bia.
You can still give her a Get. You can still divorce her after. There's no Isra.
No, but he could divorce her because he divorces her. No, the issue here is when he does Ma'amar to one, he does Bia to a second one, and then he does to the third one. It's not the same wife. He does Get to the third wife. Now, the third wife has nothing. At the point he does Bia, she's totally disconnected with him. Or if he does Ma'amar with one of the other ones, then he's done Ma'amar with that one, if Ma'amar is effective. So either which way, you can never get to a third stage here. It wouldn't be effective, according to the way he's explaining it. So let's just read it inside. What's interesting is the reading inside, and there's a bit of a problem here with the text, is the reading inside only explains as if Ma'amar is 0% or the Get is 0% and the Bia is the one that's Koveh. Even though really, the Mefreshim explained, it would also be the flip. Some people have a different reading of the Gemara entirely because of the problem in the text. Again, we can't go into everything, so we'll stop here, but just know that there's a bit of a problem here in the text. V'imisafkale l'Rabban Gamliel, right? If he's not sure whether it works 0 or 100, so to have a kebia de lechatchila, the Bia should be a perfectly good Bia. Again, that's only if it's 0. Right? If the Ma'amar and the Get are 0%, then the Bia would be a Bia lechatchila v'tikne, and it should be koneher. Tehatnan, and we saw in the Mishnah, ha-bi'ila bizman shehi b'tchila en achareh ha-klum. And what's this case? If Ma'amar or the Get in the beginning are 0, then it's as if the Bia is b'tchila, right? The Bia is the first act, and that should work. Okay. So therefore, Abai says, we're going to nix your explanation, I'm going to give a different explanation. Ela amar Abai, la'olam, Pshitale l'Rabban Gamliel beget didache u'ma'amar dekane. Rabban Gamliel thinks the get is doche and ma'amar is kone. Okay, but mihu means but. Amor Rabbanan hayivama bechad sab mahane baget u'bechad sab mahane be ma'amar. Okay, what does it mean? Okay, the way I understood this, it's a little complicated. The way it worked for me was to think of a yin and a yang, okay? They work together. Now, what does that mean? Right? Each is a different side. The effectiveness of a get is one side. And in others, again, percentages for me worked, okay? What does he say? Not that get works 100%. Get works 50%, okay? And Ma'amar works 50%, okay? So let's erase this. Get works 50% and Ma'amar works 50%, okay? So now, but it works on the same, right? Let's say a man is able, let's say we'll take our two wives. He's got a 50% koch to do ma'amar. So if he does ma'amar with this wife, he's got no more koch left to do ma'amar with the other wife, okay? Because his 50% of ma'amar that he's able to do, his strength is used up, okay? Same with a get. If he gives a get to one, he can't give a get to the other. But, because it's a yin and a yang, if he gives ma'amar to one, he can give get to the other, because that falls in the other. There are two different powers that are working. Mm-hmm. So his power to give ma'amar was used up, but his power to give get wasn't used up. So he can do the get with the other one, and they'll work together. Okay, that's why.
So
get,
who was he left with? I mean, okay. So,
so that means.
That
so
one,
again, what does that mean? It means it's all about the whole thing we've been talking about until now is not. It's obvious what in the end, he'll still have to give a get to the one he did a ma'amar with, and the one who he did a get with, he won't be able to. In other words, It's just a matter, is there validity to this act? Does the act of Ma'amar mean something?
So who are they caring about? Are they caring about the children? Are they caring about the wife? Why are they working so hard?
Because they want to know, is he forbidden to her relatives? Because if you give a get to someone, you're now forbidden to their relatives. Is she considered a grusha, that she can't marry a kohen? There's all sorts of other effects on whether this means something or not. If you do an absolutely meaningless tech, as you give a get to someone you're never married to, she's obviously not called a grusha. So that's what we want to know. Is this get a ma'aseh? Does he have any power to give her a get? Mm-hmm. Right? If you're not married to someone, you don't have power to give them a get. However, she has some sort of a relationship with him because she's supposed to do yibum with him. Right? So by the fact that he gave her a get after he already did a ma'amar to one of her tzarot and he did a bia to another one, is there any validity to this get that he's giving her? So what do they say? Yes, because he did a ma'amar with her, the bia was psula, and the get falls exactly, he still has kaf to give a get because he didn't give a get yet. So it's a little hard to understand it's more like on a metaphysical plane, right? What does it mean? The area where he did ma'amar is not the same strength that gives him a get. That's what is a little hard to really follow here. But if you get the logic, that's what they're saying. So let's read. So that's what it says here. So I'm going to read it again. Mihu amar rabbanan like this. And everyone agrees, Rabban Gamliel must say that a get is docha and a ma'amar is kone. The question is just how much, right? So mihu amar rabbanan hayivama b'chad sab mahaneba. Get ubachad sa mahani be ma'amar. So get a harget lo dache, dahadacha le kama. In other words, he already used his powers of get. He already pushed off the first one with the get. So get a harget doesn't work. Umamar achar ma'amar lo kane also doesn't work. Ma'amar achar ma'amar, why? Dahakane le kama, because he already bought the first one. And therefore, he's got no powers left to buy another. Get achar ma'amar, ma'amar achar get. Okay, they're bringing a simpler case without the B in the middle. Okay, so if he does a get to one and a ma'amar to the other, or ma'amar to one and get to the other, hay milta kadache v'hay milta kakane, he can buy her 50% and disconnect her 50%. Okay, now Abaye has to explain Rabbanan now. So Rabbanan, how does Rabbanan say yesh get achar get and yesh ma'amar achar ma'amar, according to this logic, right? Kocha v'chad zekinu le'rabbanan get u'ma'amar b'yevama. Okay, what does he say? The rabbis gave him powers to give each one. In other words, yes, it's 50% only, let's say. Okay, let's just give a number, right? It makes sense to say it's 50%. What do you say? He's got, according to Rabban Gamliel, he only has power to give a 50% of a get. And once he gives it to one, that's it. He can't do another one. Okay? But what does Chachamim say? Chachamim say, no, he can give 50% of a get to this one. He can give 50% of a get to this one. It's like the count starts with each new woman he wants to do it with. So it's not a matter that he has only 50% power. It's that he has 50% power, but he tiachasut to each wife, which means that when he disconnects with one wife, he disconnects with her only 50%, right? He still needs to fix the other 50% by doing chalitza. But he can only disconnect from her 50%, or ma'amar. It's only a 50% connection, but he's got enough to give each one 50%, okay? So that's why he thinks, yesh get achar get, and yesh ma'amar achar ma'amar, because then he can do with each one as he pleases. Okay, so now, Rabbi is continuing to explain. Now he wants to explain the bia psula case. V'hai bia psula, Adifa mi ma'amar, ugriya mi ma'amar. This bia psula has a strength that ma'amar doesn't have, and it has a weakness that ma'amar doesn't. Okay, so how does that work? So de ilu ma'amar achar get kani lekule shiura de get. Okay, now we're going to also get into this metaphysical plane. That's a little more hard to understand, but we'll try to explain. If you do a ma'amar after a get, let's say you gave one wife a get, and now you give one wife a ma'amar. So according to his reasoning, right, what happens, Rabban Gamliel, right? The 50%, it's a yin-yang. So the ma'amar fills the void of the get, right? The get disconnected 50%. The ma'amar comes in and buys, basically, okay, kol shiyure de get, everything else that was left over from the get. She's only 50% available now, right? She's 50% disconnected, and she's 50% available. And her, when he does ma'amar with her, he closes that entirely.
So in other words, if he's single, if he stays single, she's sort of in limbo?
Who?
The first wife?
The one who gave a get to? Right. Yes. She's still in limbo because he hasn't yet finished with chalitza yet. But the ma'amar, right. So what does it mean really that the ma'amar was kone lekule shiura to get? That's a little, I'm having a little trouble explaining that. Right? So a ma'amar, so this is the point. This is what, right, Rashi says it. What does it mean it was kone l'kol shiura de get? That once he gives a ma'amar now, after the get, there's now nothing left. He can't give a ma'amar anymore because he's filled
his
quota of ma'amar because it filled in the get. You know, there was one was taken out with get, one was put in with ma'amar. Now there's no room for a ma'amar to bichal. But this is different from the bia. We'll see in a second. Because v'ilu bia achar ma'amar mahane. If you do ma'amar and then you do bia and then you do get, what did we say? The get is takef. Because the bia doesn't fill in the void entirely. The bia doesn't work. It's not part of this yin-yang that the ma'amar and get work off of. Mm-hmm. It works on a different plane. Okay? And therefore, there is still room. It doesn't totally fill the void. Because bia achar ma'amar is a bia psula. It's like, you know, let's say bia is supposed to be 100%, and this is only 70%. So there's still 30% open. And when you do a get after that, it has room to be chal. Okay. Ugriya mi ma'amar. How is bia now? Wait one second. Adifa mi ma'amar di luma. I think I read this in not in the wrong right order. One second. Adifa mi ma'amar di ilu ma'amar achar ma'amar lo mahane v'ilu bia achar ma'amar. Oh, I skipped this line. I think let's just go back. So it's better for ma'amar. Why? Because ma'amar achar ma'amar doesn't work at all. But bia achar ma'amar mahane. Right? There's no effectiveness to, if you do a ma'amar and then you do a ma'amar with the other one, there's no effectiveness. But if you do a bia after you did a ma'amar, it is effective. But griya mi ma'amar, and this is what I read already, de'ilu ma'amar achar get kane l'kula shira de get. Ve'ilu bia achar get lo kane l'kula shira de get. Okay, the bia after get doesn't totally fill the void and there's still room for something to be chal afterwards. So that's why it goes in two directions. Okay, now we're going to have a braita. Tanu Rabbanan. Ketzan amar Rabban Gamliel ain get achar get. In what case did he say there's no get achar get? Okay, so now he's going to explain the braita. Shtei yivamot naflu lifnei, this is going to be a review. Shtei yivamot naflu lifnei yabam achad. Okay, two yivamot fall to one guy, right? So we've done. Natan get lizo v'get lizo. Right, so what are you supposed to do in this case according to Rabban Gamliel? Rabban Gamliel omer choleitz l'rishona. Right, he has to do chalitza to the first because the first he created a connection with. He has to continue that connection with her. Va'asur b'krovoteha umutar b'krovot shnia. Okay, but the second one is as if he did nothing. Okay, the obvious question is here is what? If he did ma'amar with the first, okay, let's see if you can figure this out. What's the problem here? What does it say? What does he have to do? He has to be choleitz the first.
Right.
Why does he have to be choleitz the first? He did, what happened? He did ma'amar with her, ma'amar with her. Now, what did we say? This ma'amar is totally ineffective. It's as if he did zero. If he did zero with the second one, then he should be allowed to do yibum with the first. Okay, so we're going to get to this later. Do you follow the problem? The only reason you're not allowed to do yibum is if you've created a relationship with another woman also, right, another wife, and then it's forbidden to you, or let's say you've given her a get, then it's like,
even if he did the mom.
Right, that's exactly the question. He hasn't created any relationship with her because we said ma'amar achar ma'amar is irrelevant, is zero, doesn't do anything. So why is he not allowed to do yibum with the first? Because really, it's just a case, if you say ma'amar achar ma'amar is nothing, then it's really a case where you did ma'amar with one, and generally that's what you do. You do ma'amar, and then you do yibum. So why does he have to do chalitza? That's a good question. They don't ask it yet. They're going to ask it after. Okay? So now, and because the second ma'amar was meaningless, he's mutar b'krovot shnia. He can marry her relatives. B'chachamim amrim, right, he's going to say his opinion, which is natan get lezo v'get lezo, asur b'krovot shtehen, right, yesh ma'amar achar ma'amar, so he's now, yesh get achar get, he's now forbidden to both. B'chalitza lecha mehem, but again, he only needs to do chalitza to one of them, but it doesn't matter which one, because he's got an equal relationship with both of them. V'chein ata omer, and this is also true, not just with one yabam, with two yivamot, but b'shnei yivamim v'yivama achat. If there's two brothers, right, with one woman, it would be the exact same thing. If each one gave her a get, okay, then again, Rabban Gamliel and Chachamim would have a machloket about it. Ketzad. Amar Rabban Gamliel, Ketzad Amar Rabban Gamliel, Ein Ma'amar Achar Ma'amar. So now we're going to say, okay, so now what's the Ein Ma'amar Achar Ma'amar case? Again, this is just going to be a review. Shtei Yivamot Shenaflu Lifnei, oh, sorry, did I?
Yeah, no,
you're... No, before I was saying get Lizo, but get Lizo, Choletz L'Rishona. Right, again, right. I asked the question in the wrong place. The first case we were discussing was just a get. Obviously, if he gave her a get, he can't do yibum with her. I'm sorry, that was my mistake. I was already thinking ahead to the ma'amar case. So until now, we discussed the get case, in which obviously he has to do chalitza, because once you give get, we learned that the first get means you're already forbidden to her, lo yivne, right? You already said, I'm not going to be with you, so you obviously can't do yibum with her. So that was obvious. It's the ma'amar case that would ask my question. Ein ma'amar char ma'amar. Shtei v'amot shenaflu lefnei yabam achad, v'asa ma'amar b'zo, ma'amar b'zo. Rabban Gamliel omer, noten get l'rishona, v'choletzla, v'asur b'krovote, umutar b'krovot shnia. So again, he does a ma'amar, he gives a... No tank, right? He has to, if he does ma'amar to both, what does he have to do? He has to give now a get to the first one to get out of the ma'amar and to do chalitza, which again, that's where my question is. Why should he need to do chalitza? He should be allowed to do yibum. And he's asur b'krovoteha, but he's mutar b'krovot shniya. V'chachamim omrim, no tank get l'shtehen, right? The ma'amars were effective in both cases. They both need a get. V'asur b'krovot shtehen, v'chalitza l'cha mehem, but he has to do chalitza just to one of them. Same halacha if it's two men who do this to one woman. Okay, now we're going to go into details of this braita. Amar mar, notein get lezo veget lezo. Rabban Gamliel omer choletz l'rishona v'asur b'krovoteha umutar b'krovot shnia. So now, what does this seem to imply? He only does chalitza to one of the women, right? Okay, now, this is going to contradict something that we learned in the past, if you remember. This is a while ago. Lema tahavi tiyuv to deshmuel. De Amar Shmuel, okay, this was on Kav Zayin Amud Aleph. Chalatz lebaalat haget lo niftirat tzara. I don't know if you recall. We learned this. This is called a chalitza psula. Why is it a chalitza psula? Because he already gave a get to one. If he gives a get to one, okay, then what's the issue? If he gives her chalitza, that's not a strong enough chalitza. Because let's say, right, the get disconnected her, let's say, by 30%, okay? So the chalitza only works 70% strength. Okay, I'm giving random numbers, but let's say. So it's a 70% chalitza. So now what happens? It's enough that this woman can now go marry someone else because she has 30 plus 70. She's 100% disconnected from him. You follow? But what does it mean? If he had other wives, they haven't fulfilled the chalitza issue, right? So what do we say? Lo niftirat tzara. So the tzara is not ptura, and she needs to get chalitza also from one of the brothers. We had this case where a bunch of the brothers, right, or a bunch of the wives need to get chalitza. Whenever it's not a good chalitza, you need to have multiple chalitzas possibly, depending on how many wives there were, okay? So each wife, or at least one wife in order, let's say if there were no other wives, so it would be fine, because she had 100% chalitza. But if there's another wife, then she needs 100% chalitza. Okay, so now let's say there's three more wives. If he gives one of them a perfect chalitza, that's enough. Okay, but it could be, or I think, I'm trying to remember if even there
how,
we said.
How could he give her a complete chalitza? What would he have to do?
Like, so as long as there was no get with her.
Right.
I think in the end, and the truth is, I think according to Shmuel, I can't remember now, but I think he might have had to give each of them, each of the wives need their own chalitza in this case. Because there was a weakened chalitza, each one now, because the get already made the strength weaker, okay? So each one, I think, needs their own chalitza. I think that's what he said. I don't recall, though, if it's just one, or I think they might each need their own chalitza. So now, this seems to contradict, what did Rabban Gamliel say? If you gave get lizo v'get lizo, right? Choletz l'rishona, but not to any more of them. He doesn't say the other sister needs chalitza. Now, why not? If he gave the first one a get, it should be a chalitza psula. So this should raise a question for Shmuel. Now, what's the problem with Shmuel? Shmuel can't contradict a Tana unless he's got someone else to hold by. So how do we answer it? Amar lecha Shmuel, ki amre ana aliba demanda amar yesh zika. Ah, now we're going to bring in this yesh zika. What does zika mean, right? Remember, zika means when you fall to yibum to someone, are you connected to them automatically? And now you have to get rid of your connection? So that would explain this perfectly. According to Shmuel, right? The get, right? This woman disconnects 100%, but all the other yivamot are totally connected and they need to be disconnected. Now they're still, let's say the chalitza is 70%, so they're still 30% connected. Unless so if you say yesh zika, then you'd say like Shmuel. But what does Shmuel say? Rabban Gamliel, sever ain zika. I don't hold like Rabban Gamliel because he holds ain zika. So I have no problem that I contradict Rabban Gamliel because Rabban Gamliel must hold that there's no zika. And now what's the Gemara going to say? If Rabban Gamliel holds ain zika, then what are we going to assume now? Rabban Gamliel, sever ain zika. Rabbanan, sever yesh zika. They have a machloket. Yesh get a harget, ain't get a harget. Now, their machloket isn't about Zika. But what are they saying here? It must be if Rabban Gamliel, under his shita, right, the basis for his shita is ye ein Zika, then it must be the Chachamim must say yesh Zika. Now, we're going to raise a problem to this. But I want to just point out, again, we don't have a lot of time, so I'm just going to say this in a word, which is that there's a machloket here among the Mefarshim about whether the yesh zika and ein zika that they're assuming, that they're ascribing to, attributing to Rabban Gamliel and Chachamim, is inherent in those, it has effects. Some of the Mefarshim say, clearly, ein get achar get is based on the principle that ein zika. And yesh get achar get is based on yesh zika. But not everybody agrees with that. Some people say, no, they just assume if they're having a machloket about this issue, it must be they also have a machloket about that, and that it's not inherently related to this machloket. Food for thought. You can think about it at home what the connection is between these machlokot. But anyway, that they're going to first assume that Rabban must say yesh zika, and then we have a problem with that. Why? But Katani Seifa, it says at the end of that braita, v'chein ata omer b'shnei yivamim v'yivama achat. Right? If there's two yivamim and one yivama, okay, two men, one woman, it would be the same, right? Their machloket would still be the same. Now, why is this a problem? Lema tahavi tiyufta de Rabba bar Rav Huna, Amar Rav. Rabba bar Rav Huna says in the name of Rav like this. Rabba bar Rav Huna, Amar Rav. We also saw this in the Chalitza Psula Sugya. Chalitza Psula tzarich lachzor al kol ha'achim. It's not enough that the Yivama get Chalitza from one brother, but she now needs Chalitza from all the other brothers. Okay? And what did we say here? We said the Chachamim say, right, what does she have to do? Chachamim omrim noten get l'shtehem v'asur b'krovot shtehem v'chalitza l'echad mehem. You only need chalitza to one of them, and she doesn't need to get chalitza from all the other brothers. So it can't be that Rav holds yesh zika, and, right, then Rabba bar Rav Huna now has a problem, right, in the name of Rav. How could he say the chalitza psula tzarich lachzor al kol achim? It doesn't match Rabban Gamliel, and it doesn't match Chachamim. Neither of them fit in with his theory. So Amar lecha Rabba Rav Huna, bein the Rabban Gamliel, bein the Rabbanan savre ein zika. Okay? He says, this machloket has absolutely nothing to do with zika. That's how he's going to answer the question. He's going to say, both of them hold Ein Zika, and I hold Yesh Zika. And because I hold Yesh Zika, this woman is now integrally connected to all the Yivamim, and she needs Chalitza from every single one of them. And as if she didn't get a good Chalitza to begin with, she's going to now need Chalitza from every single brother to pater her because of this Yesh Zika. And therefore, he has to explain that Rabban Gamliel and Chachamim both hold Ein Zika. Okay? Now, V'hacha beget achar get u'ma'amar achar ma'amar kamifligay. And there are and the point is, they don't have any, this whole machloket is just about get achar get ma'amar achar ma'amar. It has absolutely nothing to do with Zika. That's the end of that section. Okay, let's go a little bit further and then we'll stop for today. Amar mar. Asama amar bezo ma'amar bezo. What if he does a ma'amar with one and ma'amar with the other? This is what we saw in the Braita. Rabban Gamliel omer noten get l'rishona b'choletza, right? He has to do get to the first one and chalitza. Basur b'korvoteh mutar b'korvot shnia. So now they're going to say, Michti kasava Rabban Gamliel, Eim ma'amar achar ma'amar. Rishona nami tityabem. This is my question I asked before, which is what? If he holds that Eim ma'amar achar ma'amar, then the first one should be allowed to do Yibum. Right? Well, I'm with this answer. Okay? So why can't she do Yibum in this case? Gzeira dilma ati li Yibum elishnia. We're worried if we allow Yibum to her, he might get confused and think he can do Yibum to the other wife. And that's why we don't allow Yibum in this case. Okay, so it's a gzera. Really, in theory, since Eim Ma'amar Achar Ma'amar, what's the issue here? Okay, he's got two wives. He did Ma'amar to one and Ma'amar to the second one. What do we say? The second one is totally ineffective. But if we allow him to do Yibum with the first, he might think in his head, oh, well, I did Ma'amar to the second, maybe I can be Miyabim her. So therefore, we say to him, no Yibum at all out here. So it was to avoid an accidental mismarriage here. We'll end up marrying someone who's totally forbidden to him. Okay, so that's the gzera. Okay, well, we're going to start with tomorrow. This is actually the very end of the Gemara. It's very simple, where they're basically going to say, I'll just give you a heads up, which is, we're going to put Rabban Gamliel in a list of five people. One of them we saw before, which is Beit Shammai. Okay, this goes back to something we learned before about, we learned the Ma'amar is Kone Kinyan Gamor, according to Beit Shammai. Remember then we had all different interpretations of it. Is it Kone Kinyan Gamor just to mean that the tzara is ptura, or is it really konek and yangamur b'me'achuz? Is it as if they're married? and they're going to say that Rabban Gamliel and four other people, including Beit Shammai, on the list, all hold, they all belong to this school of thought that all believed that Ma'amar is Koneh, Kinyan Gamor. Again, how much of a Kinyan Gamor we say Kinyan Gamor is, that's a question. Is it a totally full Kinyan, or is it a serious enough Kinyan that it precludes other things from going on? So Rabban Gamliel is obvious, because he says, Eim Ma'amar Har Ma'amar, he clearly holds the first Ma'amar is a real Kinyan. Otherwise, he wouldn't say the second Ma'amar should be able to ha, to be Ha. So we're going to now list all these five people and how we know that they each said. Okay, this happens often where the Gemara tries to take people who I kind of, maybe I missaid it, I said they're all part of one school, but they're not really part of one school. These are five guys who made statements in different contexts, and the Gemara is pulling them together and saying all these statements that they made all indicate that they held the same thing about Ma'amar, that it's Koneh. Okay, and that's what we're going to see tomorrow. That takes us to the end of today's talk. Zika means that as soon as you fall to Yibum to somebody, right, you're connected to them.
Right.
It means that you'll be forbidden to their relatives, and that the relatives will be forbidden to them. But there's already a strong relationship between you, even if you haven't done anything. You haven't fulfilled the mitzvah of Yibum, but
so
you're connected.
What does Zika actually mean?
Zika means connection, right? What's the word Zika? I'm trying to think of the exact translation. It really means there's like a connection. There's a line between them. Okay. So